Hi, Justin. Yes, thank you very much for that. It's very, very good. But I go a step further in that when I di or we discovered the modus operandi of these 12 fraudulent orders by Absa Bank in the Grahamstown High Court in cases 5078 of 2016, 5079, 5081, and 5080. When we discovered those orders were fraudulent, that they were never ever even in court. They were not enrolled. They were not heard. There's no, in total, that makes four companies on three separate dates. The dates that the orders are alleged to have been given are the 24th of July of 2018, the 14th of August of 2018 and the 22nd of August 2018. It took us a long time because none of the attorneys that acted for us, of course they were in on it, they had to convince us that these orders were in fact lawful and relevant and enforced, and that's the only reason that they managed to get past us and destroyed our entire group. I mean, it destroyed our entire group, but we have linked this destruction by Absa Bank attorneys Andrew Johnson of Johnson and Partners in Umhlanga, working together with Cox Yates, a very, very prestigious group who's just won a sort of mid-range South African award for law firms, together with Preston White attorneys, together with in Grahamstown, Wealden Rushmore and Cole attorneys, together with our own attorneys Neville Borman and Botha, and our own advocates. Willie Fear and Patterson were acting against us. All of them, all pretended that it had been in court that we had lost. And we actually discovered, you wouldn't believe it, that on those three dates, the court wasn't even open. We've got the court rolls. The court was not even open. On those three dates that I've mentioned, there was no court in the Grahamstown High Court at all. That's why we couldn't get any of the 12 recordings for the, well, it's four companies with three separate dates. That's why we couldn't get the recordings, because we had intended to appeal that and wanted the recordings in order to get the transcriptions. In one of the other interviews the other night that went to the UK and America by Cornell Lochenberg, he brought up the fact, well, why did the stenographer's records then not come up? I didn't even think about that. That's another whole issue. So there would have to be four separate companies that was purportedly liquidated on three separate dates. It would have mean there would have been 12 cases with stenographers' records. That too wasn't there. No explanation could be given for that. Nobody's come back. Everybody over a over 2 year period was transparently confronted with this and given the opportunity to give explanation. Not a single person has done so. They're not able to. So this led now to the following, which I'll put in the next voice note.